The Business of Marketing podcast is brought to you by Demand Exchange. Demand Exchange provides the technology, content, and expertise to identify and acquire your next ideal customer. Season 3, Episode 11 features Ashlyn Conlon, International Trade Director for UK Advertising, in conversation with Justin Cook, Chairman of Demand Exchange.
I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by this very, very special guest here on the Business of Marketing podcast series, recorded live Advertising Week New York. Welcome. Introduce yourself.
My name is Ashlyn Conlon. I have the lovely title of International Trade Director for UK Advertising. What everyone always says to me straight away is, what does that mean? I am like the Chandler Bing of UK Advertising, I think. We also don't think there's anybody else in the world who has my job role. So it makes it so unique, but the best way I can describe it is effectively I'm half a marketing director for UK Advertising and half an official events company for UK Advertising.
In one form, one human form.
In one very, very busy human form.
And what does that role entail?
So we do quite a mixture of things. What you would expect us to do is research, and that is because we have quite a good partnership with the UK government's Department for Business and Trade. So part of mine and my team's role is to show the UK government the effect that UK advertising has globally and what that means to the UK economy. But then on the second hand, which is actually, I'm going to be honest, slightly the more fun stuff, is we get to go to events like Advertising Week New York. We will host showcase slots, speaking slots. There's always a networking event that we'll do. And the idea behind everything that we do is to shine a spotlight on just how fantastic UK advertising is, the impact that we have on brands around the world, but also always trying to find these little opportunities for members that I work with to unlock a new connection that we hope will lead to some new business opportunity.
Can you size up the impact of UK advertising on the UK economy?
Yes, we work with Credos, which is the industry's think tank. It would be wrong of me not to give them the full title. But our research that we launched in June this year, we actually launched it live at Cannes Lions, showed that UK advertising exported 18 billion, which is record breaking, 18 billion in 2023, 3.4 billion of that is from the US alone. So the US is the biggest market that buys services from the UK.
Wow, that's enormous. Now, you've said, quite rightly so, you've been very busy this week. So it's the final day here, Thursday. Thank you for finding time to sit down with us and still having the energy to speak. Tell me a little bit about some of the things you've been up to.
Well, firstly, half of it is a blur. But it's been really good because before we came out here, we actually launched a brand new partnership with Advertising Week, which includes taking out the largest delegation from UK Advertising that we have done to this event this year.
Wow.
And we're really grateful to Ruth, Matt, the whole team for helping make that happen for us. On the flip side of it, what have I been doing this week? One of the best experiences that I think I've ever had in my life was that I got to be part of the NASDAQ bell ringing yesterday morning. It is the most surreal and strange experience that you will have when you come outside and you look up and your image is on Times Square.
Wow.
And for me, it's a fantastic thing that I got to do, but I wasn't there as Ashlyn Conlon. I was there as UK advertising. So it was the first time that a UK advertising representative had gone in with the Advertising Week team to sort of mark that moment with them. And UKAG, where I work, we've only been going for 4 years. And I think for me, it was a real moment where I thought, look at where we've come in 4 years, two and a half of which were in a lockdown. So you know, the speed in which we've achieved items, especially with Advertising Week New York, is astronomical. But I came here last year for the first time ever as a guest of the Advertising Week team. And I met with my now sort of colleague in the consulate, who is Rebecca. We were having a little chat about what we thought worked, what didn't work at Advertising Week, where did we think the UK was showing up, and how could they show up more here at this event, given that the US is such an important market to us. And we had this idea of testing a VIP networking experience, which came to life last night in the British Consulate British Residence, where we had over 100 guests join us, of which you were one.
Thank you.
And they were a mixture of UKAG members, their guests, so clients that they work with, or if they're production kind of agencies that they work with, and then guests from the US. And it was the leadership's reception. And it was, I think we all agree, a pretty special experience.
It was unforgettable. The view, the company, everything about it.
I mean, even I was blown away when I went in. And I've seen residents quite a few times, but that view onto the river. And, you know, once we announced that we were going to be doing that, we found that the sort of responses from the US leaders, be that from client side and agency side, came in thick and fast. It definitely became the hottest ticket in town. I know we were sort of half joking about it this week, but we were turning people away at the door. And it just became this huge VIP experience for everybody in the room. And what's made me feel, you know, just so happy about the event is hearing from everybody today as I kind of walk around, going between talks, just who they made friends with last night, the kind of the conversations that took place after the event. So it really feels like no one left on their own. And it just felt like we'd made our mark on Advertising Week New York last night. But not only did we host that leadership reception, because I'm a glutton for punishment, I like to be very, very busy. So, you know, I thought, there's something more I could be doing this week, surely, not just one reception and a networking event. So we also launched a new initiative or a new award that's going to be, if you like, awarded by the UK Advertising Export Group under the banner of UK Advertising, which is the Leadership Icon Award. The plan is that we're going to be back every year in New York, probably every Wednesday, hosting the same reception. And it will be given to somebody from either market who has, you know, helped make the bridge between the UK and the US even more special, so that it could be a CMO who wins, it could be an ad tech brand who wins. So we launched that last night. So it became our launch party as well as a networking. And I'm really, really happy that not only did we launch it, but we gave it to our very first winner, who is Mr. Matt Shetner, or Lord Matt Shetner, as he likes to be called. Matt, it's really hard to put into words what Matt has done for the especially from my job role. I think when we were doing the ringing of the bell yesterday, Lance, or one of his colleagues, he described him as a human wrecking ball. And once he said that, that really, I was like, yes, that makes absolute sense to me. But from a kind of leadership icon award point of view, without Advertising Week and without the vision that Matt had 20 years ago when he set up this the New York event, he took it to London. As an industry, we would not have an event in London that celebrates both the economic and the cultural impact that we as a sector have. And, you know, for him sort of embracing me and my job role and embracing the industry as a whole, because it's not just advertising agencies I represent. This is, we're production, we're virtual production, we're talent agencies. When I use the word advertising, I mean it in its widest sense. But he has really, really helped us create this, and I said it last night, this enduring kind of bridge of friendship that allows us to come to the US each year, allows us to sort of partake and play in this festival, allows us to meet with clients, meet new clients, but also allows us to invite people over to the UK to kind of, as our guests. And I just think to kick off an award ceremony, yeah.
Who better?
Yeah, I mean, it really was a no-brainer for us.
On that note, tell me some of the sort of who came as part of this delegation. Give me some names. Give me some details.
Who came from the UK? Yeah. Well, we did. Julian Douglas is the international CEO of VCCP. Is also the chair of UKAG. So that's a rotating role we have every 2 years. And obviously, VCCP and actually Coffee and TV, another kind of company that were out with us. Both of those have made New York their second home. Propeller is another great example of that. $1 billion boy. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah.
of who those people are. And what's always fascinating, and I think this is sort of an insight for anybody who is thinking global but isn't sure how to do it or where to start, no one seems to have the same model. So you look at VCCP and they've got their US office. Same with Coffee and TV. They launched their office last week. But then we have other companies who are managing to work in the US, but they're doing it from London. And I guess they were doing it before lockdown. But it's become a lot easier since we all decided that Zoom calls and Team calls and whatever else was acceptable. And you have, you know, again, I sort of said advertising, I use it in its widest sense. You look at people like Experience 12. They are an events company, but their specialism is in pop culture, gaming. So not something that you might instantly think, yes, that sits under the desk of the Advertising Association, IPA, APA, who all fund the role that we do. But they are our world. They very much fit into it, that events and experience does. So they've also come out with us, but they're using it as a great opportunity to connect with brands, to understand more about what the consumer insights are in this market, and just kind of use that to their advantage.
And what is it that you think it makes the UK so appealing to the Americans?
Well, I don't know if it's just America. Mm-hmm. We did some research with PwC on what the main drivers were behind the success, if you like, of UK advertising globally. And the first one is talent. So we have a diverse talent pool from all around the world. And I think that works in our favour in understanding those cultural nuances for each market. We all know that a campaign isn't going to always automatically translate over. So just having that in our arsenal is fantastic. I think the other thing that's really important is our time zone. So we can sort of, you know, as one side of the world is waking up, we can service. As the other side of the world is coming to a close, we can still make sure that there's a service, you know, taking place for them. And I think what is also becoming increasingly of interest to us is price point. And you see that across production, PR, and, you know, that's something that we are starting to look more and more into in terms of that research and understanding more about that, having data around that and seeing the effect that that also has on what we're doing out here.
And I believe that you've been working with, you have other bodies here. I think the Marketing Society is here, is that right?
We are good friends with the Marketing Society. We're both small but mighty teams. And we often work together at Cannes Lions. So today what we were doing together at this event was that we hosted a fun networking lunch in the CMO Lounge. And for those of you who haven't been here before, the CMO Lounge is normally closed to just CMOs. But we were allowed or able to get this lounge opened for us for an hour to host a networking event over lunch, which we kind of, so we brought in all the companies that are out in the delegation with us or who have a US rep, if you like, and our members. And not only did they get lunch, but they got to have a fun game where you had to find a new friend and you had to pitch your life in 60 seconds, which you might think, oh, yeah, that's great. But what Sophie and I observed is even when we sort of blew the whistle, those conversations didn't stop. I was the official photographer of the event because I like to capture everything and kind of go back home and show everyone who didn't come, here's what you missed. And most of my pictures are of people with their phones out. And what they're doing is connecting on LinkedIn because no one does business cards anymore. But that again, you know, and I text my colleagues and because they were like, how's it going? And what my observation was, I was like, people are actually networking. And you could go, you know, I go to quite a lot of networking events or I go to other events where they might have a networking hub. And quite often they're kind of quiet or, you know, they don't feel like they have energy in them. And I think that's something that is required when you're doing these networking, especially when it's day four and we are all very, very tired. Jet lag, I think, has kicked in for everybody on day four. Plus, your social batteries are also, they're depleting for me anyways. But for that 1 hour, between myself and the Marketing Society, we created energy in the room. And again, I host several dinners out here every evening, and they're kind of a mixture of UK companies who are coming out there and what we like to call friends. And one of the you know, one of the feedback points that we've had around Advertising Week, and I think it applies to all events, but just because we happen to be here this week, it's kind of cropped up, is that it isn't always easy to do the networking, and that there is kind of, you know, there isn't always the dedicated spaces. So I think, you know, I'm really happy that me and Sophie and the guys at the market, that we were able to make that happen this afternoon. I stayed on for an hour after it was over because we were still had queues of people coming to talk to us. I think, though, most people had heard about the event last night and were secretly like, if we make friends with her, can we get on the list next year? So we told everyone it was going to be even stricter to get on the list next year. But, yeah, it's just, it's great to kind of be able to do that and host that in this event, especially in the CMO Lounge, which seems like the Narnia.
Wow.
Of yeah, Advertising
the Holy
Week.
Grail.
Yep. Is. And the lunch was delicious. Yeah.
So I'm listening to this podcast and I'm inspired, intrigued to basically get a piece of this action. How do I go about it if I'm a UK creative advertising business?
I would say you just need to reach out to me or my fantastic colleague, Kiana. Know that if we don't respond straight away, it's only because we're kind of busy probably hosting an event somewhere. For example, I come back from New York at the weekend. On Monday, I go into a global meeting about Cannes Lions to start prepping for 2025. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, we are hosting 50 Chinese delegates from the advertising industry in London in Chelsea Football Club. We've got them access to the director's box. So this is a premium experience for them. And we have CMOs from like Heya, Yili, which is actually one of the world's top five dairy brands, believe it or not. But they're all coming into London. But the reason why I say that is we get a flurry of, every time we do an activity, we get a flurry of, yes, this sounds amazing. And we always say, we're really sorry that we're slow to respond, but we're actually hosting so many events. So you can.
It's a good excuse.
Well, yes. But I think I'm on LinkedIn. I think that, honestly, that's where most people reach out to me. Then you get my work email address. But if you're even considering going global and you don't know where to start, you can also reach out to us. You don't have to be 5 years into your strategy. It's sort of, it is a mixed home for everybody. Everyone's on different levels of their journey. And, you know, it is a mix of independents and networked agencies and big kind of companies. We are a little bit of a home for everybody.
And you talked about VCP, CCP, and you talked about Propeller and so on. Can you share with me, and it can be either a name or it can just be an unnamed story, about one of your sort of success stories. So someone who reached out to you on LinkedIn and X years later, they're now Y.
I don't think Coffee and TV would mind me telling this story. I might have to go and sense check it with them afterwards. But Coffee and TV, UK production company, and I also work at South by Southwest in Austin, where we have a big venue out there called GK House. We do 4 days of programming. So when they joined, they were sort of asking me and considering about South by Southwest. And I was like, you should definitely come. It's fantastic. You know, there's a film element to it as well as a brand and advertising element. I was like, you've got to come. It's great. Fast forward to a year later, they've opened up an office in Austin. So I think, you know, that and New York now. So they now have a great success story in the US. And as I say, they were kind of one of those companies that was working all around the world from London, but have very much got their feet in the ground. And I think for Austin, it's not normally a place where people think, yeah, that's where I'm going to open my office. But it is booming there. It is the next Silicon Valley. And it is a fantastic place to have a kind of a sort of a West Coast office, if you like.
I'm sold. So you've mentioned Cannes, you've mentioned hosting a Chinese delegation in the UK. Two really brilliant examples of what you're up to. You've just mentioned South by Southwest and UK House. What else do you do?
Oh, well, this morning, because as I say, I'm a glutton for punishment. one residence networking event and a launch awards launch isn't enough. This morning, we also announced a brand new partnership with a Saudi festival called Othar. So we are going to be the first country to go and partner with them. And that comes off the back of the noise that we made at Cannes Lions this year. So we are the noisiest country in terms of how we brand ourselves. And the Athar team came to a global dinner that I host, which is on the Carlton Beach and is very nice and swanky. But yeah, they came and they were just like, what you're doing here is amazing. We want UK advertising to be very much a partner and a friend of what we're doing at Athar in Saudi. And that was a great moment for us when we realized not only are we actually now starting to benefit businesses, their bottom line, the connections that they're making, we're also starting to benefit ourselves as an outfit in the reach in which we can get to other territories.
Exciting, new, developing, fast-growing territories.
Yeah, so I think that, as I say, we are always very busy, but Athar is our next big one. That is going to be, I think it's the 4th and 5th of November, but we're also hosting webinars in advance because we know it's an emerging market. We know that we don't know everything about it, and we know that there are questions that people want to know, like how does the finance system work? So we are going to be hosting several webinars in advance of Athar Festival for the industry as a whole, regardless whether you're a member or not, to quickly upskill and learn about that Saudi market.
And based on your now sort of almost veteran-like kind of experience of Advertising Week at New York, someone's excited about joining you perhaps as in the next cohort for 25. What would you say are the things that they need to think about, prep for? What are your hints and tips?
I think one of the things that seems to work well for us as a delegation that come over from the UK, because I think it's very different if you've already got your base here.
Yeah.
You can treat Advertising Week in a different way. But if you're someone who's traveling over, I think it is a fantastic, I don't want to use the word excuse, but it's a fantastic reason to reach out to prospects or clients to say, hey, I'm going to be in town for Advertising Week. Are you about? We'd love to meet. You know, and have that list of people that you want to reach out to ready. And of course, you got to go to the talks, you got to go to the networking lunches and all of that. And we help everyone prepare in advance. We host, actually this year we hosted quite a big event on Framestore's rooftop with the guys from Advertising Week, where we got them to present how they would suggest you use Advertising Week to your advantage, and kind of gave nuggets about it. But for me, I think you don't just treat it like I'm going to Advertising Week New York, I'm going to sit in the talks for 4 days. You have to reach out to your clients that you already have, your prospects. You have to use it as the hook to be in here and let the event start to unlock more opportunities for you, as well as of course going in. That the talks are great, and for us from the UK, we know consumer insights from us, but here my big thing is I make sure I go to 2 talks a day. And they are solely so that I can understand consumer insights in this market, so that when I'm doing my own marketing campaign from UK advertising, especially anything around B2B, that I have those insights ready and the same rules don't apply over.
I love the fact that you'll always be learning and subscribe to that myself, right? And what a great place to learn. What for you kind of has been, sort of like a real kind of key learning kind of or insight that you've got from attending these talks here? It's a tough one. I know that because your brain's probably just absolutely, yeah.
Actually, one of the best talks I went to, and this is going to sound incredibly biased, but it's not. One of the best talks I went to was on a Monday, and it was a Propellers talk. And it was about how to pitch your story to journalists. And they had Fast Company and Adweek up there. Mary did a fantastic job at moderating. She always does. But when you're so busy like we are, it was really good to sit there and hear from those editors exactly how they want those stories to come in, what they like, what they don't like, the process that they're now going through in 2024 in a world where it's fast news and they are being thrown a lot. And I think from a learning point of view, that actually was one of my standout moments. And as I said, I sound really biased now because it's a UK company. But it genuinely was a great talk. And we all commented on it afterwards. We all, and you can see people scribbling in their notebooks, which is always still a great sign. And yes, people still do notebooks and pens. It's not just me.
I've really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you for giving us so much of your time.
The Business of Marketing podcast was brought to you by Demand Exchange, helping you find your next ideal customer.